Well, welcome everybody. And this evening we're going to do a simple mindfulness meditation. Well, I say simple, as you all know when I say simple about a meditation, it means it's simple in form but hard in practice. And mindfulness is one of those base things that we work on that really sits at the bottom of all of the meditation we do. And I thought it'd be good to just remind ourselves as to why we do mindfulness meditation and you know, what the background to that is. And it was actually quite funny because I was thinking to myself as I was just leaving to come here this evening, I just got in the car and I was thinking to myself, well, the best way to talk about mindfulness is to talk about what happens when we're not mindful. And when we're not mindful, we allow our thoughts to really cloud our experience of the world around us and our awareness of what's really going on and what we're really doing. And I was thinking this, and as I did that, I pulled out of the garage and started to drive off and realized that because I'd been thinking so much, I'd forgotten to close the garage. And so it was a great example of what happens when you're not mindful, that we allow our thoughts to really cloud our awareness of what's going on around us. And we can actually allow our thoughts to cloud our awareness in one of two different ways. One is by clinging on to our thoughts and following them down the rabbit hole, as we say, and, you know, going down one route or another in our heads. And we find that we get into this big conversation with ourselves that again allows us to not see what's going on around us. I experienced this afternoon when I was walking the dog, and I was listening to a podcast on my headphones. And as I was listening to it, I remembered a review of that podcast that I'd read earlier in the week, where somebody had written a very mean and, I thought, unfair review about the woman's voice that was on the podcast. And the funny thing was I got so wrapped up in my thoughts about this review and how much it annoyed me that I realized that I'd been walking for about 10 minutes and hadn't heard a single thing that happened in the podcast, you know, and had to rewind it because my mind was so wrapped up in the conversation with myself about, you know, me being annoyed with this person and the review that he'd written, that I hadn't actually been aware of what was really going on, which was this woman's voice in my ear. And so when we obsess or we get connected with our thoughts in that way, we give them energy, and we give them energy in such a way that they cloud what we see and what we are aware of around us. And exactly the same thing happens when we try and push the thoughts away. You know, if you have an angry thought or something like that and say, oh, I shouldn't be thinking that. In exactly the same way, we end up with giving it energy because we become so obsessed with pushing it away that it actually takes our time as well and our attention and our energy. And so what we do in mindfulness meditation is really to just be in awareness of the things that are around us and being mindful of them, but not trying to judge them, to criticize them, to follow them, but instead just to be aware that these things happen. So when we're mindful of our thoughts, it's not that we try and stop our thinking, but it's we just allow ourselves to think and we don't get caught up with it. And that's hard because we tend to have these very noisy minds where we follow down the route of every thought, and we chase it down, and we get so tied up. So this way of just allowing a thought to happen and say, oh, that was an angry thought. Not a judgment, just recognizing that was an angry thought. That was a pleasant thought. You know, that was a positive thought. Not having judgment about them, but just recognizing what the thoughts are. Similarly with our sensations, so the sensations in our body. Noticing the sensations in our body and not getting wrapped up in them and saying, oh my goodness, you know, my toes are tingling. But instead saying, no, I have tingling toes, and letting go of it at that point. So this is really what we mean by having mindfulness, where we don't allow the chatter to cloud our experience of what's going on, so that we can be totally and fully in the moment and in the experience of what's going on. And I found actually a nice article by Joseph Goldstein, and I've actually put a link to this on the website, so you can go and it's a longer article, so I didn't print it out. But the link's on the website, and I actually recommend reading through the whole thing. But I want to read a few quotes of what he says about mindfulness. He says, mindfulness is the key to the present moment. Without it, we cannot see the world clearly, and we simply stay lost in the wanderings of our mind. Mindfulness is the quality and power of mind that is deeply aware of what's happening, without commentary and without interference. It's like a mirror that simply reflects whatever comes before it. It serves us in the humblest ways, keeping us connected to brushing our teeth or having a cup of tea. Mindfulness also keeps us connected to the people around us, so we don't just rush by them in the busyness of our lives. Mindfulness is the basis for wise action. When we see clearly what is happening in the moment, wisdom can direct our choices and actions, rather than old habits simply playing out our patterns of conditioning. And so when we practice mindfulness in meditation, we're doing exactly that. We're practicing it so that we can be mindful when we're not meditating, when we're out in the real world, as he says about brushing our teeth or drinking a cup of tea, to be able to be completely mindful, completely aware, completely in the moment of what we're doing while we're doing something as banal as brushing our teeth. That's really what we're trying to generate and to cultivate when we do this meditation. It's not just for the sake of the meditation. It's to allow us to be more mindful when we go out. Yes, more mindful when we pull out of the garage in our cars. Okay. That's really what we're trying to do, to be more in the moment by just being aware of what's going on, not giving our thoughts that extra energy by chasing them down or trying to push them away, but just being completely aware of what we do. So in the meditation this evening, what we're going to do, as usual, I will talk us into being calm and relaxed. And I'm going to lead you through a number of different phases of mindfulness. We're going to start by being mindful of our breath, as we often do. Then being mindful of our bodies and the sensations in our bodies. Then being mindful of what's going on in our minds, whether it be thoughts or emotions. Just being mindful, and again, not trying to push them away, but just recognizing them. Oh, that was an angry thought I had there. Oh, that's me feeling sad. Okay, not being judgmental, but just, as Joseph Goldstein says, just being a mirror, reflecting what's going on. And then finally, being mindful of our whole surroundings, everything that's going on around us. So that will be the four stages that we go through, but I will talk us into each of those stages. And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff, the thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important, and some of those things are not so important. But for now, just letting go and giving ourselves the gift of being completely present here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sounds around us. The sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the heating system, the sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning our attention to the place where the weight of our bodies presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backsides. And aware that as our bodies press downwards, so the cushion, the mat, the chair all press back upwards to keep us supported in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth. Same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. Taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forwards, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head. Gently moving your head till you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them. But instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And now becoming aware of your breathing. Noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the phases of your breath. Noticing the in-breath. And noticing the out-breath. Noticing the small pause between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath. And the pause between the end of the out-breath and the arising of the new in-breath. And for the first phase of our mindfulness meditation, just being completely aware and mindful of the process of our breathing. Not grasping at the breath, not trying to concentrate hard on it, but instead just being completely aware of the process of your breath and the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. And now broaden your mindfulness to include the sensations in the whole of your body. Maybe starting a slow scan from your toes all the way up through your body to the top of your head. But just being aware and mindful of all the sensations in your body. Noticing whether they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. But not getting caught up or obsessing about them. Just reflecting them like a mirror. Aware of what's going on, the experiences your body is currently having. And now turn your awareness to things that are going on in your mind, whether they be thoughts that arise or emotions that you're feeling. Not trying to hunt them down or get caught up in them. Not trying to suppress them and not think. But instead, just being a mirror, in mindful awareness of the thoughts that are happening and the emotions and feelings that you have. Not judging them, not following them, but simply being aware and watching them. And now opening your mindful awareness out to include everything that is going on for you right now. The sounds that you're hearing, the sensations in the body, your reactions and thoughts and emotions in your mind. Not selecting or focusing on anything, but just completely aware, reflecting like a mirror, the whole of your experience in this moment. Not judging, but just completely aware and reflecting. And now, without letting go of that mindful awareness, we'll gently draw the meditation to a close. Now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.